All right, this week we got a weird one for you. We talk about the Wicked PBS musical. Dipper has a minor meltdown because he thinks that he's dumb. It's up to you to decide. We take some phone calls and I sing.
Yeah, also Meatball is a huge proponent of flat earthism, anti-vaxxing, and incest. Enjoy!
It's not incest if they're not in the same room. Ew.
Forever Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us. Sloppy seconds.
Oh, diva.
No father is not proud of you. No sister acts ashamed. And all of us has to love you.
Ooh.
For the wizard, you're for this gift and this curse, I can decide. Maybe I'll know why. That's what they call flipping from your chest to your head
to voice. Your head voice.
Are you going to do the intro in your chest or your head voice?
I think I'll do a healthy mix.
Oh, a healthy mix.
Ah! You can see, you can hear it going from the top. Our number is 1-3-5-6-9-1-8-0. Our email is sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. Now on with the show. How you slops, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you dirty little fucks. I hope you're keeping that Boochie Cat clean. Welcome to Sloppy Seconds of Big Dipper and Meatball, the Boochie Cat podcast of the century.
The Boochie, keeping it 100%.
Damn, I made y'all mad denim. Let me tell y'all something. Don't get your Boochie Cats in a bunch. Y'all let my last video get your Boochie Cat heels all tangled and matted up, baby, because you ain't going to make me mad. I'm still be going to get me margaritas every Saturday, so I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, y'all.
Don't get your Boochie Cats in a bunch.
A margarita every Saturday. That's a lot of sugar. Now.
You're not a margarita gal?
No, I don't like sweet and sour mix. Is that what it is? Sour mix? I don't like that.
Sour.
I just
candy.
Prefer just a bunch of lime juice. Welcome
well, hello,
to Sloppy
everyone.
Seconds. How are you?
I'm doing great. I felt like I missed you this week.
Why? We did it. What? You saw me.
I know. Somehow I feel like we interact more often and over the last numerous. No, because I haven't talked to you since we recorded on. Well, I guess it was only Tuesday that we recorded.
Yeah, it's just now Saturday. And guess what, everybody? I am not hungover. I did not go out last night. Stayed in. I watched a weird movie.
What movie did you watch?
The Prestige.
Do you think it is bad? I haven't heard of it and don't care to comment.
It's Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale. And then, strangely, Scarlett Johansson shows up. And then the turn of the century is when Piper Perabo was on screen. Now, you know how I feel about Piper Perabo.
I don't.
I don't think she deserves a career.
God. Wait, I do have a question, though. How huge is his Jackman? You know what I'm saying?
Ah! He's one of the celebrities that's been keeping it right and tight. He's gay. He's got a regular-looking wife, like a normal woman wife.
Right.
She's not in the entertainment industry.
Not you just casually saying he's gay and has a regular-looking wife.
When I said, like, I didn't mean she looks regular. I meant like she, in all senses of the word, just seems like a regular person.
Right. You know what I think is interesting is that I find it fascinating when I meet people who are not in the entertainment industry, who have nothing to do with like being a celebrity, good looking, or a model, who are good looking and keep it right and tight, like well into their 50s and 60s. And you're like, oh,
and they just want to, like, they just doing it for them.
You're dedicated to good looks and fitness. And that is not about your, like, smart water deal or your vanity because you were on a TV show 20 years ago and you need to always look the same to the public.
They just want to be fit and good on them.
Good on them.
I'd
be pretty
couldn't
too.
Be me. Couldn't be me.
You're not dedicated to being fit.
I'm dedicated to being fit enough to like dance around on stage for 5 minutes.
Yeah, because you got to do that lip sync where you go, I feel like fucking something.
Yeah, you got a hump. You got to give him a good hump.
Got to give him a good hump.
Listen, this week has been such a whirlwind.
Has
I've it? Done. No, I've literally done nothing.
Not that giggle. Wait, I think they announced it finally, but I have my first gig, like actual big show gig coming up since February of 2020. In October 23rd, I'm headlining the Berenson Street Fair in San Francisco, which is it's in like the SoMa district over near like the Lone Star and the Eagle-ish area. And it is a bear street fair thrown by the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Oh, I love them.
I know.
I'm going on my first little trip since COVID.
Okay, cool. So take my thunder. Go ahead. Fuck my gig. Tell us your story.
Fuck your gig. I'm very excited for you. We'll get to that because I'm also going to San Francisco, and that's what made me think of it. But I'm going to Chicago to perform. Uh-huh. And the day this episode comes out, I will be at Roscoe's performing.
On a Tuesday?
It's a Tuesday, and it's me and Bambi Banks and Aiden Zane and a bunch of the Chicago divas.
Girl.
It's going to be a good show.
That's exciting. I just saw footage of Shay performing at Roscoe's last night.
I was looking at those videos and I was like, I was just looking at how perfect everyone looked.
She,
like, you know what I mean? It was like Miss Cracker, Shay Coulee,
Shay
Jada
looks
Essence
perfect
Hall.
All the time.
I know, but so does Jada. Jada looks perfect. I was like, and I'll be there on a Tuesday looking like shit. But I'm going to San Francisco as
not
well.
You,
but
that's you lean over to Bambi and you guys look in the mirror and you're like, am I right?
No, Bambi looks great too. No, I was just looking at pictures of Bambi. No,
I think it's the bone structure.
They're all the Kool-Aids are gorgeous. I'm going to San Francisco, but I will be performing at Bow, but it'll be Folsom weekend.
Oh shit. When is Folsom? Why
the
don't 24th I know that?
It's Friday the 24th through the 26th is like Folsom week.
September. I've never been to Folsom.
I went one time and my friend got so drunk the night before, he was so hungover that he couldn't come the next day and then forced me to leave San Francisco a day early.
Wait, he couldn't what the next day?
He couldn't come to the Folsom Fair the
next
day.
Oh, I thought you meant he couldn't come the next day. You cut out on my end, sorry.
Oh, no. He just couldn't come to the fair the next day, so he like forced me to go home. Like, we left when the sun was still up to drive back to L.A., and I was like, I was enjoying myself. But I had done so much cocaine the night before that I had one of those, like, hard, sharp boogers in my nose that was just stabbing me. And I had to, like, dig it out in line to buy some alcohol. And this guy turned around and was like, do you need a tissue? That's gross.
And you were like, it's from the cocaine diva.
I did say that. And then my friend next to me peed in a cup and drank it in front of the guy as like a fuck you to him. And I was like, what is happening?
Well, how was that a fuck you? At Folsom,
I don't
girl,
know.
That's a,
I was
hey,
literally like,
doing?
Everyone's feeling great. But that guy was like, ugh. Anyway. Is the bear event going to be like Folsom? Or are you going to be sucking
dick? I think it's a little more low key. You know what I mean? But I do have the boys of Bearlesque are going to be dancing backup dancing with me. And
is there one that dresses up like Cher and one that dresses up like Christina Aguilera and they just reenact burlesque?
And then I'll be Lil' Kim and I'll just go, Oh, no, you're doing burlesque.
I was doing burlesque, yeah.
And I was doing Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we do it again or
do what again?
The joke?
No. I was like, the whole intro? Yeah, we could start over.
We could start over. I don't know. I don't want to be wrong. I think it's the first one. I think they've taken over. Like I have a feeling that this was sort of like was an event a long time ago, isn't now, like wasn't for years, and now it is about.
But so it's just more of like a
no,
bunch
this
of-
is the first one. The inaugural Berenson Street Fair on Saturday, October 23rd.
Berenstein Bears?
Berenson Street Fair. But I am driving, so I'm going to take that big costume with me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. What's it like to drive to San Francisco? Just fingers crossed I don't get a flat?
No, good. I mean, the drive there isn't bad. The drive back feels way longer every single time I've done it.
Do you think it's because every time you've done it, you've been hungover?
Safe bet. But last time I did that drive back, my tire popped.
I'm saying. That's why I said that. I don't want to have a pop tire.
Get your tires checked before you go.
Yes, Diva. I will. I think I'm getting new tires this week. Facelift. Okay. Ooh. We have to
put that little Prius on a lift.
What'd you say?
Put that Prius on a lift, like a monster truck Prius. That'd be nice.
Oh, no, it wouldn't.
Anyway.
I think the next car, when this one dies in like 5 years, I want to buy like a Tesla.
Yeah, I think
like a full electric.
I was just looking at the Tesla Ys. Wait, which one is like the? There's like a sedan and an SUV, and then there's one in between.
And I think they also announced the pickup truck.
Yeah, not that space monstrosity. No, I don't want that.
It doesn't look like that. The pickup truck is a little better.
I don't think I want a truck. I don't need the whole... That's more your vibe. I just want like a little... Everything can be inside. And just bigger than my car.
Yeah, I think it would be cool to go all electric, right?
Yeah. That'd be absolutely wonderful.
But think about road trips and stuff like that. I know that they have figured out a way. You do your route on the...
Based on where the things, where the charging stations are. And they have like quick charges. Like some gas stations have like, ooh, the Tesla truck is gross.
I think it looks cool.
No, it looks like a Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Like trying to be from the future. No, that's gross.
What I'm trying to do ultimately is get a car that I could fuck in, because you keep telling me it's fine to fuck in a car, but I say there's not enough room.
But if you fuck in the bed of that truck, everyone's going to see.
I feel like fucking something.
I feel like fucking something. All right,
well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we have something very important to discuss.
And it is Jessie J related. We'll be right back.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. You've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Okay, something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. Okay, we are back, and let me tell you.
Ooh, see, now that was better than Jessie J singing Wicked.
We all got tagged in the Jessie J singing Wicked video. Why do you think she was singing Wicked?
I think that she thought that this was going to be her plea
to get into the movie.
But apparently casting is like basically almost done. She has a great pop voice, but she is not Broadway ready.
The way she can jiggle her bottom jaw.
It's like detox.
Oh, you didn't like that choice, I'm sure.
Why would you opt down? See, that's not terrible right there.
Does she ever not sound good?
Yeah, wait till the end.
And nobody in all of our
You didn't like the riff?
No. No. Mm-mm. She went, wah! That's not it.
She has, I guess she has the ability to give you on the ooh-ah-ah. She could have gone.
Why didn't she?
She could have gone. No. Realistically, the reason that she was singing this is to celebrate the PBS concert version of Wicked, which is available at pbs.org. PBS?
Yes, and you can watch the full 1 hour and 30 minutes. I will tell you,
Meatball, it's time for your review. Thoughts?
I will say, just based on the watching it on PBS, there's a bunch of commercials in it for it. And it's not like they're little ads that pop up. It's like part of what they broadcast. It was like, and coming up, and then it just like would cut to things. Here's what I gotta say. Alex Newell singing Popular was next level. The outfit was perfect. The go-go boots was perfect. You didn't like?
Nope.
Why didn't you lie?
Here's what I felt in general about what I saw. And I have not, I will go ahead and say, pull the curtain back, truth be told, I have not watched the full 90 minutes, but I've watched multiple performances on YouTube. I felt like this was directed for like a theater in the round senior musical theater showcase.
Yes.
It was not directed for television.
No.
And so the little gimmick that Alex did when she went around to the different pianos and things like that, that would be cute live. But for TV, it wasn't cute because she...
So you're more upset with the directing than the voice and the talent.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding? The lineup was incredible. The voices were incredible. Mm. I thought the production was a fail because it looked like everyone had to style themselves. None of the outfits were cohesive.
Came with their own shit.
A lot of the lighting was boo-boo, boo-boo. And even like the mic stuff, like some people sounded pristine and other people sounded like that. Like it was like, it felt like someone directed it as like a benefit concert for the stage. And then they were like, oh, we should film it. It did not feel like a TV production. And I understand PBS has different amounts of funding than like a Disney Plus version
PBS
of this
concert.
PBS is used
to putting on like orchestra shows where there's not really much camera work and stuff. It's just like so this was like their attempt at a
concert. That's what I didn't about it.
Yeah, I mean, that goes for the whole thing. The whole thing was kind of sloppy and messy, and it was weird that like Amber Riley and that other person, when they were singing,
they were just wearing regular clothes from the mall that didn't even match. Or like,
listen, I'm gonna say something that I don't want to say.
Wow.
But Amber Riley's wig by the end of it had shifted, and I love her, but when I saw that her wig had shifted back and you could see her natural hair,
and no one had said
anything, there was nobody there to be like, hey, why don't you tug that forward. I felt bad. Amber Riley was incredible. Who was the lady who played Madame Morrible?
Rita Moreno.
Listen, as you get older, you lose your voice, and you can't do the same tricks and stuff that you could do before.
Should I get her on the pod?
The guy who played Fiero, let's get her on the pod. Let's talk to her about it. The guy who played Fiero, perfect. He sounded like the cast recording, which I was kind of like, eh. Oh, my favorite part was Alex Newell when they were like, hey, so what made you want to do this? And she was like, well, I listened to Wicked, the album, all the time when I was a kid. I never sang Popular. It wasn't one of my favorite songs. But they asked me to do Popular, so I did it. And that was like the interview, and then it like shifted to her singing.
Amazing.
It was like very clear that she was like, I didn't want to do this song. When I signed up to do this, I wanted to do something else. And they made me do it.
Girl, what other song would you should want to sing Defying Gravity?
She wanted to sing Defying Gravity.
Now... But girl, if you no shade to Alex, but if Amber's on the ticket, Amber's singing Defying Gravity.
Amber's the only one that played the same character multiple times. Everyone else would play Glinda once.
When it comes to the singing, she played and the her, vocal, like, three the star times. Power diva, you're going Amber Riley.
But then they made Braid sing Wizard and I, which I would have preferred.
Her name is not Braid.
She was wearing one. So Amber Riley, so Headband is singing all these other songs. And I can't remember their names.
You jacked on her brain!
Her and name she's is, butchering Wizard and I.
Ariana DeBois. Or DeBosey? Or DeBoos. I actually don't know how to pronounce her last
also,
name.
Also, wasn't there just like a CBS Wicked concert that was like a little bit more acting?
With Ariana Grande.
With Ariana Grande in it?
I think it was NBC.
NBC. Oh, yeah. They're the ones that do the live musicals.
Yeah. Girl, but that's this is what I'm saying. The public broadcasting system? What does the S stand for?
God, service.
Are we dumb? I'm dumb. Did everyone know that Mercury and Mercury
yes,
are different?
Yes, everyone knew Mercury and Mercury kidding. Were different. Specifically that one guy who really was upset about you.
And what about
and called our guest a snake oil salesperson.
What about the car? The Mercury Sable.
Now those do come from space.
Right, and they have a little bit, one drop of mercury in them.
No one got, they run on mercury.
Right. You go to the gas station.
We have to get from outer space.
Fill them up with mercury from the planet. Mercury. Well, listen, Wicked Uranus. Is something that is going to have a long life. Shows are opening up on Broadway again. So I think Waitress opened up. Maybe Hamilton and Lion King opened up.
I don't
want
to see either of those.
And I think Wicked is about to reopen.
I should get tickets to go see Wicked.
When are you going to be there?
I'm going to be in New York from the 9th through the 12th.
Let me just...
the weekend of Bushwick.
When does Wicked open?
We should make Forever Dog pay for my... Or Mom Network. We should make Willem pay for my ticket.
Wicked opens on Broadway. Return to Broadway September 14th.
Literally the day after I leave.
Ugh. Gag. Well, I'm glad.
We'll be right back
know.
After this break. Mm-hmm. Wait, what were you going to say?
Doesn't matter.
Did you like
so
it?
So if you can't find me,
look to the western sky, as someone told me lately.
Did I like the what?
So you just didn't like the PBS thing? I watched the whole thing, and I can tell you... sorry. Let me let you finish.
Let me what?
No, I'll let you finish. You were about
I
to
wasn't
say something.
Saying anything.
There was also some really cheesy parts in it. We're back on it. Where Annalee Ashford was singing, like, the part of the wizard, but, like, as a jazzy standard. Like, they took a bunch of the songs and changed the style.
Here's the tricky thing. That show has been around for... What?
13, 14 years?
Girl, longer than that.
No.
When did
Wicked come
open on Broadway? 2003, bitch.
Holy shit.
So 18 years. It's like everyone knows the cast recording. Everyone has seen someone sing it at a cabaret. Everyone, you know, if anyone went to remotely a theatrical type school or program, they've seen 100 divas sing the songs. So I think at this point, anytime someone approaches it, they go like, yeah, I just want to kind of hear it, but also I got to do something different. And so sometimes you're going to get those people who are doing the something different. But I'm like, go all the way there. Flip all the gender in the casting, or make everyone, you know, French Polynesian, you know, with an accent, or put, you know, set it in on Antarctica. Like, you got it. Like, you know how they do Shakespeare plays all, you know, with a
what do they call that?
What?
What do they call that when they change the time period? A reinterpretation? Yeah,
A reimagination, or with a, not a theme, but a God, am I dumb?
Listen, people have been saying it for years.
I have a lot of friends who are like intellectuals, like PhDs in philosophy and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And anytime I talk to them, I always go like, I feel so dumb. And I oftentimes from people like that am reassured that I am not.
Just because you can't think of like a word does not make you dumb.
I also don't have good retention of like facts and information. I think I have like good critical thinking, and I think my brain moves quickly, but I think it's like, I think it's because I don't read as much and I just listen to podcasts.
I think if I read more,
I would have a stronger vocabulary with access to more words.
Yeah, but I don't think access to words makes you smarter.
Oh, well, you're trying to flip the whole world upside down with a reinterpretation of knowledge, Diva.
But I don't know. I mean, you could, two people could have the same idea and express them differently, like one using more words, one using less words, bigger words or whatever, and it could just be the same thing. I don't know. I'm from the South. I'm from Texas, and I'm like, there's a lot of smart people that are dumb. You know what I mean? Or sound dumb.
Yes.
Anyway.
All right. Well, let's actually take a break then.
Let's take a real break. And on that, we'll talk about abortions.
I have seen so little of the world.
Are we back?
Sure. I'm just amazed at the...
Where all have you traveled? Where have you been? I know you've been to Spain.
I've been to Spain before.
I know you've been to Germany.
I've been to Spain, and I've been to Germany, and of course to France, a bit in the United Kingdom once, Ireland and Sweden too. Yeah. I've been a decent amount of places in Europe. Greece, Italy, France, Spain, Ireland, UK, Sweden.
I feel like you're having a meltdown because like I feel like you've been more places than most people. So to say that you haven't been that many places is like not true. I guess that's true. Maybe the experience was different because you were in each place, like some of them probably for just a day doing a show.
Right.
Yeah. So normally I don't count that as like I count that as I've been there, but not like I experienced it.
Do you know how big Antarctica is?
Huge. Wow, it's getting smaller. Climate change.
What is going on? I really feel like I don't know anything about the world.
Are you having a meltdown?
It's becoming so. What's I'm just going like, on? You know how like, do you remember the first time you learned that the way that we saw the map of the world was not the way that the map of the world was taught everywhere?
That took me out. And then it got even crazier being like, the sizes of everything aren't the right size either.
The US and Canada is so big on the map and it isn't actually that big that compared.
You want to talk about Africa? Let's talk about Africa.
You want to talk about Russia?
But there's a name of the specific map where they were like, this is the most accurate map. And it's like put out flat, but they had to cut it up in a weird way. And it just makes Earth look so weird.
Yeah, girl.
I'd love to see it. Also, isn't the Earth like not actually round, but it like kind of bulges out at the equator because of the spinning? Oh, no.
Oh, that it isn't a perfect sphere?
Yeah.
Well,
people are going to call us so stupid for that.
Here's my thing, is that I am, in fact, a flat earther. So I don't know
you
that
get
I
to the truly- edge.
You fall get off. To the edge, you fall right off. So I don't know that I believe in anything bulbous, but sure, go ahead. Convince yourself. Delusion. I'm just kidding. It is really wild. And honestly, it's like we sit on the show and we chat about like the tiniest little things. And listen, we would drive ourselves crazy. This is what I think about Greta Thunberg. Like that she sort of can bear the brunt of this like global trauma of climate change, and she has it within her to wake up every day and think about things on a macro global planetary level. And I, you know, find comfort in my to-do list being like, you know, drop off my ballot for the California election, go to the grocery store, get gas in the car, send 3 emails. And I go like, boom, I can check those things off. I have control over those things. a global, like really thinking about the macro level, the amount of human suffering, the amount of like insanity that happens in the world, like that shit is so challenging. So to live in that space is really admirable. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because like, fuck all those people in Texas.
Yeah.
Girl, yeah, you can sue someone for the suspicion that they may have asked the doctor to help them in an abortion.
It's crazy. Also, did you see that there's like a hotline that you can call to tell on people that you think have gotten an abortion?
What is this?
I don't... That...
But then they don't want to get a vaccine or wear a mask. They care so much about human life.
Except for everybody that's actually in charge of anything over there. Like, every senator has gotten the vaccine, and they're still like, well, let's keep with this rhetoric about not getting the vaccine because it's easy. You know what? We're not going to get into this. We're not
doing this. The hypocrisy is astounding. It is toxic, male, white bullshit.
I watched a video of a woman, and I don't think that she perfectly explained her point, but I was like on her side of, you know how there's those like anti-abortion protesters that go outside Planned Parenthoods or abortion clinics and places like that, and they like just yell at the people. They like harass people going in. The woman came out and she's like, okay, so she has to have this baby, but she doesn't want it. And they're like, put it up for adoption. And the lady was like, are you going to adopt it? Or are you going to adopt it? And she like went around and they were like, well, and she's like, so then what happens? So then this baby grows up and is like, what, in the hands of the state, which is your tax money? So it's your tax money that's going to pay for it. And they're like, well, no, we don't need it. She should keep it. And she's like, but she can't. She can't afford to keep it. And it was just like this weird argument that like, I don't understand why they don't understand that.
It's they've put a stake in one issue that is full of holes. Like, there are so many ways to prove that the right thing is the choice to decide whether or not to have an abortion. And it has nothing to do with anything other than the person carrying the baby. And they're holding on, but it doesn't mean anything. There's so many rational ways to oppose that issue.
Also,
it just doesn't mean anything. They're just fucking foolish people. The excuses are dumb.
That it's because in the Bible, abortions are bad, but you're supposed to separate church and state. And then they're like, well, it has a heart. I don't know. I'm not going to get into it. It's so dumb. It's so messed up. It's so backwards.
Well, it's just bad. Blinders. Like the amount of things in the Bible about like wearing leather or fucking eating shellfish or like, I don't even know this because I've never read the Bible. You know what I mean? But what I do know are people who present those really simple examples where they go like, you guys quote this kind of scripture, but look at this other scripture like that also, fucking book that was not written by God, but written by a couple of dudes around a campfire.
It is a storybook written by a bunch of dudes that they kept adding chapters to and then was translated like probably 150 times. So we're going to act like the word in the Bible today is exactly what
Girl,
it meant.
Just lead with love day. And compassion and kindness. And
yeah, just be a good person and don't give up. I just want to. Well, this is, listen, I told y'all.
Just wanna fly.
Put your arms around me, baby.
Do you have any voicemails for me to play?
I just want to. You know?
Here's my thing. Do you have any advice about bougie cats?
Keep them clean.
Keep them clean.
Damn, I made y'all mad denim. Let me tell y'all something. Don't get your Bucci cats in a bunch. Y'all let my last video get your Bucci cat heels all tangled and matted up, baby, because you ain't going to make me mad. I'm still be going to get me margaritas every Saturday, so.
Here's the voicemail. She also has a, I think she has another one where she's like, damn, if I get in a fight with someone and they call their gay friend over, I'm like, I'm done.
Meaning
like,
what?
A gay person will read you to filth. I ain't ready for that.
I thought she was like, meaning I will not touch a gay person.
Oh, no. Azalea Banks is back in concert.
I saw.
I read somewhere that she like
gets the whole place.
Did like a 15-minute. I mean, this is all conjecture, but she maybe did like a 15-minute set and then just like walked off the stage and wasn't even like, thanks, good night, everybody, have a wonderful time. Didn't come back to do a song. She just like left and they just, a DJ played music for 20 minutes and then the lights came on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We should get her on the pod. She would not talk.
She
to
would
us.
Not. But she knows. Remember, she was on Butch Cat soap. Okay.
Butch. Yeah, she sold soap for a long time.
Hey, Big Dipper and Meatball. My name's Audrey. I was just listening to the last episode where we finally got a call in from someone who's working on regrowing their hair.
Yeah, finally.
And I just want to recommend a YouTube video that I watched on this from 2019. It's called "I Got Surgery for My Balding" by the Try Guys.
Not the Try Guys. Oh, God.
That a lot of the hair transplants that are done nowadays actually don't leave any scars on the back of your head. They use like this super sophisticated machine that actually pulls individual follicles out of the back of your head and then transplants them to the front of your head. So there's no visible scarring.
Right.
And that video also says that getting started on like medications and topical treatments for hair loss, the sooner the better, because your hair will just continue to thin. So the sooner that you can start to like regrow the strength and the thickness of that hair, the better. So, yeah. Goodbye.
Also, someone DM'd me and was like, don't use those chemicals. It'll give you ED and okay, your hair will I fall got, out.
Okay, another phone call, but I almost... It was basically, don't use it. You'll get erectile dysfunction. And they were saying that their friend did that and they had to use Viagra now. But luckily for us, we got all that Bluetooth.
I don't know. Yeah, girl. I mean, I think like with anything, there are possible side effects depending on your body. Not to be an anti-vaxxer. No, I'm not. Get your vaccine. I'm waiting for my booster. But, you know, it's why some people got the vaccine and got crazy sick and other people didn't. And why, you know, when some people take... fucking Advil, they get a headache, and other people use Advil to relieve their headache. It's like everybody is different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Next call.
Hey, Big Dipper and Meatball. This is Nick from Atlanta. Calling in with my fiance's favorite thought talk story of mine that's super embarrassing and super stupid. His birthday is September 23rd. Happy birthday, Trav.
No, we don't do that.
So anyway, so when I was 19, maybe 20, I went to the University of West Georgia, in outside of Atlanta. Went to a bar in Atlanta with my friends, I got super sloppy drunk, saw this cute guy across the bar. I had just gotten my tongue pierced maybe 6 months prior. So I was being a little bit slutty and running my tongue on the inside of I think this bar had 40s for some reason, and put it inside the can to be like, ooh, I'm eating out of this butthole, this can. My tongue ring got stuck, ripped down my tongue, blood went everywhere, had to go to the ER and get a couple stitches on my tongue, and now I have a scar, and this is my sloppy fuck talk. Have a good day.
Ew. Wait.
Where's the fucking?
Where's the fucking?
Yeah. That just sounds like you cut your tongue.
My friend, that is a story of trauma. Nothing about that is sexy.
My friend.
What is this episode? Okay, next call.
You say that every week.
Well, and every week it's a new fresh hell for me. Okay. Anyway, I'm quitting the pod.
Hey, Big Dipper Meatball. My name's Ricky Bobby, and I just recently started listening to the pod at the Matthew Camp episode, which makes me question. I was wondering when I heard that Big Dipper was going to upstate New York. I know I'm kind of late on this. Did you meet up with Matthew Camp so that he could explore your backside? Because I know he said that he would be able to open you. Yeah, so that's my question. Bye.
Ricky Bobby
with the who's opening you up?
No,
it didn't happen. But would you let Matthew Camp open you up, or are you looking for someone a little bit more genteel and older?
Genteel? I will tell you, I recently had sex with a 35-year-old.
Oh, wow. Things are
youngening up.
Who was it?
this man?
Was it a drag queen?
Do you think that you know who it was?
Yeah, is there a possibility that I know who it is?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait, okay.
Who are you implying?
I thought it was our good friend with the BBL.
Girl.
All right, and then we have one email because those calls were sloppy. Hey, Big Dipper and Meatball, I'm in an open relationship, and I've been hooking up with a bi discreet in his late 40s. I've just had a 19-year-old
bi... There's one word missing.
They're British.
Person, man, gentleman. I've been hooking up with bi discreet.
A bi discreet in his late 40s. That's what it says. It's a man. It is a man. But maybe they don't identify. And this person didn't want to put like a... Anyway, I'm in an open relationship and I've been hooking up with a bi discreet in his late 40s. I've just had a 19-year-old bi discreet message me to hook up with him this weekend as his parents are away. It's the same address as the older guy. And
what?
After a bit of Facebook stalking, I found out that they are father and son. Is it gay if I hook up with the son so I can compare him to his dad? Sorry I didn't call, but my phone plan charges way too much money to call a U.S. number. Love
it's
you both.
An internet number.
And love the pod. It is an internet number. Yes. So yeah. You could call it from the internet. Is it gay to hook up with a father and son duo separately?
Separately what?
Is it gay?
I thought there was another question. Sorry. You're paraphrasing.
No, I just went up at the end of the sentence.
Separately. Here's my thought. Yes, of course it's gay. 100% it's gay. I would, once
do
you
it,
feel like you're
do it.
Done with the dad, go ahead with the son. And then compare. But I think if you double dip back and forth between them, that gets messy.
But they'll never know.
Sure, but I just think like morally and even like biologically, it gets a little messy.
How so?
Well,
am I crazy for not
your dick off in between?
Yeah, it's not like he's hooking up with them at the same time or the same day. Like, the son is just...
But ongoing, father and son? They're both fucking the same bushy cat?
What? Am I crazy for thinking that's not that weird?
I feel like doing it to being like, okay, I've got my fill of the father.
Let me clear this up. I'm not doing that. I think morally I couldn't. But I don't see anything
wrong.
Oh,
I'm like thinking about how I would go about doing it.
Oh, no. I
like, to me, I would finish up with the dad and
also,
then
I have
be
a question
like,
because, like, how old are you? Not that you can't hook up with a 19-year-old, but, like.
Yeah, 19 is fair game.
Yeah. You show up and, like, you start leading him around the house because you've been there before.
Yeah, he's like, you want some water? And you're, like, already opening the cabinet.
Yeah, you're, like, getting his dad's alcohol and you're like, oh, you didn't know?
You didn't know? This is where he keeps the Everclear. Whoa, this is juicy. Do you think it's real?
I don't know. How many fake phone calls and like fake stories do you think we get?
Bucci cat. What made you say Bucci cat in that way?
Bucci cat. Because it had, it was like a lowercase c, lowercase a, lowercase a, lowercase a, and then it was like a capital A's. Like it felt like it needed
cat.
A bit.
A little crescendo.
Crescendo.
Well, so if you care to find me, we'll be doing the credits.
Again, thank you for calling in with your fuck talks and emailing them.
You can call us on our internet phone number at 213-536-9180.
No, but I was thinking of like,
did I say
213-536-9180. So if you care to find me, you know,
oh.
You gotta do it to the, because it's a Wicked episode.
Oh,
anyway,
sorry.
You
sorry,
can email
sorry.
Us at sloppysecondspod@gmail.com and don't forget to like and subscribe so we don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. You
or
can follow us.
Oh. Do it like one short day. 213-538-1. What are the numbers?
213-536-9180.
All right, let's end.
Okay, goodbye. Doodle-a-doo-doo, forever dog.
To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.